Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this week. And we've talked a little bit about over the last few months about streaming and how big it's getting, but kind of a new take on streaming here with former cable news host with CNN Headline News, Jane Velez Mitchell. And Jane has done just about everything in the media, and she's offering kind of a new idea, free content streaming that is real positive in nature and covers some hot topics that we all are interested in and all should be interested in, documentaries, cooking shows, the vegan lifestyle, travelogues, and a lot more. And Jane, pleasure to have you on, and great to talk to you about your new endeavor.
Thank you for having me on, Rick. Yes, we are free. And if you ask streaming device users what's their most important priority, it's not paying. We all have too many monthly bills already. So if we're going to pay for a subscription, it better be sort of spectacular content like Billions or Succession or House of Cards or The Morning Show.
Yeah.
But for everything else, they don't want to pay a nickel or a penny. So we are offering a new streaming, global free streaming channel called Unchained TV. You can download it on your phone. You can download it whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone. You can download it on your TV using your Amazon Fire Stick or your Apple TV device or your Roku device. And guess what? If you have an LG or Samsung Smart TV, you can also just type in Unchained TV into your streaming channels, and it downloads and it sits there right like HBO or Showtime. And we have hundreds and hundreds of incredible videos that are life-changing that are there for you to watch.
Yeah, watchunchainedtv.com. And I have it on my phone and my tablet, Jane. It's it definitely is something special and something different. But, you know, a little different than what you've covered kind of throughout the years. What's kind of the inspiration or the thought behind it?
Well, you'll relate to this being in media. I always wanted to be my own assignment editor.
Yeah.
I'm not really a crime buff, but for decades, really, I covered the biggest crimes of our time. Whether it's the Michael Jackson trial, the Casey Anthony trial, the Jody Arias trial, it went on and on and on. And so after a nice run in the mainstream news media, ending with my own show on CNN Headline News, I said, okay, now it's time to pursue my crime, the crime of the century, which is what is happening around the world to animals. You know, we all love our dogs and cats, but there are other animals that are hidden away from view, and those are cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, goats, and lambs, and in laboratories you have monkeys and mice and dogs, and the way they're treated, if you did it to your dog or cat, you'd be thrown in jail immediately. But out of sight, out of mind. So we don't just lecture, but we try to give people an understanding that there's something very toxic here, and it's causing most of our problems. I can give you a list of society's worst problems and show you how it relates to our disrespect of other beings. Even a mass shooting. My gosh, serial killers and mass shooters often start out by torturing animals. In fact, in one of the more recent cases, one of the suspects had been seen on social media holding a bag of dead cats. So when people disrespect other beings, it can also lead to violence against humans. But on a bigger scale, you have 8 billion humans raising and killing for food, 80 billion animals every year in industrialized agriculture. And frankly, it's not good for our health, and it's not good for the planet.
Yeah, we're with Jane Velez Mitchell, award-winning journalist, but also has won numerous awards when it comes to her reporting and on animal issues, and her love of animals has been detailed over the years with different awards. And Jane, how tough for somebody maybe in journalism that's been typecast like you were, maybe in celebrity justice and crime, how hard is it to break out of that being typecast and into something else where your passions lie?
Well, it's a challenge. It's kind of ironic because I'm an environmentalist. I am not a person who sits and watches crime stories. I basically don't really have any interesting crime stories. But when I fell into the genre, and you know how it is with the media, you get a big case and all of a sudden you're well known for covering cases, and that's sort of what happened. I ended up writing 4 books, 2 New York Times bestsellers. What I decided was, well, look, if this is going to be the area that somebody upstairs put me in, I'm going to try to find something interesting about it. So I always look for the psychological underpinning, because what I learned covering trials, and I wrote a book called Secrets Can Be Murder, and trials are where the deepest, darkest secrets that you wouldn't tell your spouse or your kid or your psychiatrist or your priest or anybody, they get spilled out in open court. What is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case? My gosh, look at the stuff that came out in that. So we have a window into the human psyche when these trials happen and these huge cases. And they're often extreme examples of what happens in a lesser format. For example, the Jodi Arias case. Now, the prosecution argued she was borderline. And I started recognizing borderline symptoms that I thought, wow, that applies to some people I know. Beware of people who are constantly bearing gifts, constantly offering to do favors, inserting themselves into your life. Suddenly, your friends become their friends. Your hobbies become their hobbies. They take over your life, but they're always bearing gifts. Borderline. I started to see that, oh my God, that reminds me of somebody I know who annoys the hell out of me. And so you can learn a lot watching these extreme cases, because they're extreme manifestations of things that happen on a milder scale, but nevertheless disrupt our lives, whether it applies to a friend, a relative, a neighbor. Some of these dysfunctions are dysfunctions we deal with, but they just don't result in murder, hopefully.
Yeah, with Jane Velez Mitchell, Unchained TV, and a reality TV, I call it, Jane, with a positive spin and an education component, and, you know, not radically different from what you've done, but focusing on the positive, more positive side of things, or calling people's attention to something, that's got to make you feel good and maybe kind of validate what you've been doing for all these years.
Yes, this is a nonprofit. I don't take a salary, and we have a volunteer army of people who help us. That's why we're able to do this streaming network, Unchained TV. Normally, the big networks are spending billions of dollars. We did it for tens of thousands of dollars because we're not hiring high-priced talent. We're getting the animal lovers from around the world who are doing stories, doing exposés, doing plant-based cooking shows to donate all of their videos. And, for example, just last night I uploaded a whole bunch of videos about people who've transformed their lives. They were obese. They had type 2 diabetes. They had heart disease. They had high cholesterol. They had high blood pressure. And they were literally going blind, and the doctors were talking about amputating their toes, yada, yada. And in desperation, they sought out some advice from plant-based doctors, and there were many tens of thousands of them at this point, and they talk about how they reversed everything. And I'm not promising miracles, but the stories we put up are miracles. So you are what you eat. At the end of the day, Mother Nature did not mean us to eat fast food. And fast food is, you know, primarily meat, dairy laden. And it's killing us. It's just creating so many problems. And for taxpayers, if you're worried about all the money you spend on taxes, Newsweek did a story about $380 billion a year we spend on healthcare because people are so darn sick. And here's the problem. You can't make money on a disease that never happened. You can't do a surgery on arteries that aren't clogged. You can't sell people pills when they don't need them. So our entire economy is based on essentially death, disease, and destruction. Death for the animals, disease for the humans, destruction for the planet. It's not working anymore. I'm not anti-capitalist. Actually, this isn't capitalism. It's corporate socialism, because the average fast food hamburger would cost $5, $10, $25 if it wasn't subsidized by our tax dollars. Look at dairy. The National Institutes of Health says that a vast majority of the people on this planet are lactose intolerant. Certain ethnicities and racial groups are more likely to be lactose intolerant. Nonetheless, they essentially force cow's milk down the throats of school kids around the country. In some places, you need a doctor's note to avoid having cow's milk. But kids are allergic to it. So they're getting sick. They've got digestive problems. They've got sinus conditions. They've got acne. They've got dandruff. All of these things because they're not cows. Guess what? We are not designed to consume the breast milk of another species. After we're weaned from our own mother's milk, that's it. You know, we're not supposed to be drinking cow's breast milk. And so we're trying to wake people up that it's, we look back in history and we see things that people do and we go, wow, that was crazy. But they all thought that was normal at the time. Yep. So I don't know whether you're talking about, you know, putting people out on stakes or making women wear chastity belts, but we can look back and go, that was pretty kooky. Well, kooky stuff is happening right now, but we can't recognize it because we're conditioned to accept it. So what we're showing is, hey, there's another way. Wouldn't you like to be, like, super healthy? Wouldn't you like to throw those pills down the toilet? Wouldn't you like to have more energy? Wouldn't you like to lose weight? You know, there's so many things there that are right at our fingertips, but nobody's telling you about them.
Well, you guys are now Unchained TV. What you guys are talking about, Jane, has far-reaching implications, and people are taking to that, and this is different content consumption than people have had for a long time, and really appreciate you doing this. And it's Unchained TV, available on many different platforms. And Jane, thanks for championing this and putting your time and effort into it. And so far what I've seen, I've really enjoyed and appreciated. So, and thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you, Rick. It's great being here. Thank you for having me.